Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 5 with verses 17 through 20. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So today in Matthew 5, verses 17 through 20, Jesus addresses the relationship between his teachings and the law, emphasizing the significance of both in the lives of believers. He begins by affirming that he has not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. This declaration underscores the continuity of God's covenant and the importance of adhering to his commandments. Jesus eloquently affirms that even the smallest letter of the law will remain until everything is accomplished, highlighting that God's word is eternal and unchanging. In verse 19, Jesus encourages his followers to teach and practice these commandments, promising that those who do so will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. This verse serves as a reminder of the vital role between play in nurturing their faith and sharing with others. Teaching the commandments becomes an act of love and obedience, strengthening both the instructor and their audience in their walk with God. Furthermore, Jesus sets a high standard for righteousness, stating that it must exceed that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. This call to a deeper, more authentic faith challenges believers to examine their hearts and motives, striving for a relationship with God that transcends mere rule following. True righteousness stems from love, faith, and an unwavering commitment to God's will. In our journey of faith, let us heed Jesus' words, recognizing that teaching and living by the commandments is not merely a duty, but a path that secures our place in heaven. As we encourage others and faithfully observe God's laws, we participate in the fulfillment of his promises and draw closer to the eternal joy that awaits us in heaven. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Today, we are praying the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. So every day we pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And we continue to pray for some of those people that we know in our lives who've lost their lives this week. Lord, you know their names. We ask that they rest in peace with you eternally in heaven. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ fit. Today my poem comes from Matthew 5. It's verses 17 through 20. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanzas strong. It's titled, Whoever Obeys and Teaches These Commandments. In the mount where the quiet winds sigh, a teacher spoke beneath the vast open sky. Think not, he said, I came to erase the law and the prophets, to nullify grace. For in every command a purpose you'll find, a guiding of hearts, a call to align. Not one dot or tittle will fade from the scroll, till heaven and earth pass, this truth feeds the soul. Fulfillment I bring through the heart and the deed. To love without bonds is to follow the creed. Righteousness flows not just from the law, but from the depths of compassion, the strain to draw. So heed these words, for they are the key to a kingdom that blossoms in spirit so free. For unless your own righteousness shines like the sun, you can't enter the realm where the Father is one. In acts full of mercy and love that won't cease, in hearts that are humble, you'll find a new peace. For in each thought, every action, to heaven ascends, in the light of the Savior, where love never ends. Amen. I am Thomas Shokruz. We're just March 11th, 2026. Recording this morning at 4:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we are reminded today, that whoever obeys and teaches these commandments is called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Have a wonderful day in the Lord as we call out to Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you, John. Hope you and Marie are doing well. Peace be with you.